What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to the news here, everybody's now talking about Donald Trump's new budget. He is showering the Pentagon with cash, very obviously preparing for war. The Pentagon is now, in turn, setting up its own agency, if you will, its own bureau, to loan money to other countries to buy American weapons. So you can have Armageddon on credit. Anyway, needless to say, the Democratic leaders are announcing Trump's budget. Trump is calling it a budget for a better America. I think it would be more appropriate to call it a budget for a better bomb. And it looks like at some point there may be yet another shutdown because the Democratic leadership is not going to go for this. A lot of the budget cuts hit programs Democrats absolutely rely on. Now, Trump has cut foreign aid spending. He did boost border security and more money to counter Russia in the 2020 budget. And I am willing to bet that somehow Israel's foreign aid escaped getting cut. We're going to take a phone call now from Tom in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day to you, Michael. Yeah, Michael, I saw it on Breitbart. I can't remember, but it was 2 days ago. I heard at CNN and a lot of these Hollywood slubs and all these, I think it was the Post, they're going to end up having to settle with this guy Salmon for like $40 million. The kid from the Catholic Church there.
Yes.
That's I believe that's in their best interest to settle with this young man, because what they did do to him was assassinate him in that school, actually. And that's going to be really interesting to see if CNN and all these other DEMA liberals are going to pay this young man off. I believe they're going for $250 million, but they'll probably end up settling for like $40 million. That's one heck of a payoff for that young man, wouldn't you think?
I don't think the young man is doing it for the money. I think he's doing it because he's making a point that the corporate media has become reckless and irresponsible. And I hope they stick it out and go for the entire $250 million.
Well, I do too, Michael. But I think they're going to probably end up settling. I read an article. I believe it was for $40 million. He's going to end up with quite a bit, I'm sure. But also, not only that, Michael, this Juicy Smollett guy, does Juicy?
Jesse.
Is it Juicy or Jesse? I don't know how do you pronounce his name.
No, Jesse. Juicy, isn't it? Listen, Jesse.
Jesse.
Yeah.
Okay, Jesse. Okay, I heard some, never mind, I won't get into that, but I heard somebody call it Juicy. But anyway, the point with him is, I read also, Michael, that since he wrote the letter to himself and he said there was something on it, that he's going to end up paying, he's going to do like 3 years just for that one crime in itself. Federal, the charge for the postal. You heard about that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're throwing the book at him.
So, I mean, forget the two guys that went in there, bought the noose and the rope and the bleach and all that. And by the way, bleach freezes. I checked it out at 19 degrees. If you have bleach in Chicago that night, it was 17 degrees that night. The bleach would have been frozen. So there's no way anybody could throw bleach on them because it would be frozen like a rock. So that was a lie in itself. That's what another, I think, where the cops got him too. But he said he had liquid thrown on him. I don't think so. But if he does get charged with that one crime of the letter, that in itself is, it's unbelievable. And this guy was, Michael, this guy was making $1 million a year on that show. I don't know if you know that.
Yes, he was. I mean, talk about somebody just flaming out through one act of idiocy. You know, he was making this money. He was a star. He had a good career ahead of him. And it wasn't enough. And he just said, I'm going to play victim. I got all the credentials. I'm black. I'm gay. I'm this. I'm that. And I'm going to stage a phony hate crime. And my name will be all over the press. And the show will give me more money, and I'll be worth more in the future. And now it's all gone. This guy just flamed out. I mean, in the annals of Hollywood, this one's definitely going to go on down as, you know, a record-setting career burnout.
Well, yeah, Michael, but you know, also there was a wonderful blog I read. Well, if this would have happened in the summertime, if this would have happened in like the month of May or June or even April, where it's warmer out, there would have been rioting in Chicago. The reason there wasn't a big blow up is because it was very cold in Chicago. So a lot of people were going out, you know, and listen, Michael, he was trying to actually declare a war on the white culture, on Trump supporters. He absolutely was trying to start a war. Can you imagine somebody would have got murdered because of that? Couple of 4 or 5 people getting murdered because some guy wants vengeance for this guy. I mean, it's unbelievable what this really could have turned out to be. It really is.
It could have happened. It could have happened. There would have been a revenge killing. I don't think Jussie really wanted to trigger mass violence. He just, you know, he's already said he just wanted to get his name in the papers, play victim, and try and exploit it to get more money from the show that he's working on. And I mean, this guy was getting, you know, I mean, tens of thousands of dollars per episode. This guy had it made. I mean, I can't even imagine making that kind of money. And
exactly.
He just blew it all.
Now, Mike, one more thing. I live in South Florida, as you know, and they had it in our paper here. We'll mention a name unless you want me to. But and one of our we have two major papers here in South Florida, and they mentioned that in Venezuela, what's going down is they have. Listen to what they said, Michael. There's 40,000 supposedly Cubans surrounding Maduro. There's a general there. I don't know if you heard about this, but this general that's in Cuba, this Cuban general, I guess he was in Africa, and they had an article where this guy had turned the missiles downward, and he shot them off like at 10-foot surface to the surface, and multiple rockets, and this was when he was in Africa, and these rockets were like burning through the villages and all that. Did you hear anything about that?
No, I hadn't heard anything about this Cuban general. I'm sure that Maduro is very well protected right now against U.S. assassins, special operations forces, you know, any of Guido's people. And he's right to do that because don't forget, not too long ago, there was an outright assassination attempt against him using drones.
Well, you know, today it was just breaking all the news that all the diplomats are getting pulled out of Venezuela. I don't know if you heard that. I'm sure you
Yeah, we heard that the Venezuelan government basically said, this is the final deadline, 72 hours, or we're going to throw you in jail. So they're getting the diplomats out of the way. And there was this odd comment that came on out saying, we're getting the diplomats out of the way so that all options are on the table, which sounds to me like they're getting ready to do something really dramatic. And if, in fact, this story turns out to be true, that Maduro's people, that the Venezuelan government, that these two people they arrested, these saboteurs, had these flash drives with the virus on there, you know, Maduro needs to get that out into the world press, or at least the independent media. I mean, the U.S. is going to definitely want to keep that from coming out.
Well, you know, Michael, you know, I got to ask you this, and I'll let you go. What happens if the United States does invade Venezuela? You know, actually, you're going to have to take over Cuba, too, because the Cubans are back in Venezuela and Maduro. So
yes.
I believe Trump's going to actually be – his hand's going to be forced. Not only is he going to have to take out Maduro, he's going to have to go into Cuba and clean that out. He's going to have to because, remember,
yes.
Their military's run in Venezuela. So the problem is, like, when Reagan had to take out Grenada, because right when Ronald Reagan said, hey, we got to take Grenada at all costs, and they did. There were a lot of Cubans that got taken out in that invasion. I don't know if you remember that, in the Grenada invasion. But I believe that if they're going to go out, if there's some military intervention into Venezuela, it's also going to be one into Cuba at the same time.
I think you're probably right about that. I think you're right about that. Or they may simply blockade Cuba so they can't, you know, come and go. I mean, there's technically already a blockade, but I'm talking about an actual naval blockade of Cuba so that nobody can get in or out.
Absolutely.
And but you're absolutely right. This could erupt to a multi-front war. And it's going to turn into another Vietnam because what Russia is signaling is they're going to try the Syria gambit and trick the United States into another long-running war of attrition and just grind the United States down as they did in Syria.
Well, Michael, I have to say something about that. I kind of maybe disagree with you on that because in Cuba, I've been to Cuba many a times, and I can tell you their electrical grid is nothing like Venezuela's. And I tell you what, with our military, they can knock that power grid out in Cuba. Forget it. It would be chaos over there. I mean, it's
yes.
Already chaos. It's disaster. Okay, I can tell you all about Cuba if you'd like one day to tell you about it. I've been there many times, and I can tell you right now, And it's a beautiful place, and the people are wonderful. They're very nice over there, believe me.
Yes.
The average Cuban's wonderful, really is. And it's a beautiful place, believe it or not. But if our military to take out their power grid, forget it, Michael. It'd be 10 times worse what's going on in Venezuela. So I don't think you'd even have to fire a bullet over in Cuba. Honestly, you just knock their power grid out, and that's it. It's over. They'll capitulate. The Cubans will capitulate. I guarantee it.
If you knock their power grid out, the United States military has developed.
Try to fight it.
The United States military has developed special bombs that are designed to basically destroy power substations. They're called graphite bombs, and basically, when they're falling on down, they have these streamers that are made of carbonized filament that simply drape over the transformers and short them out.
And Michael, I don't think Russia wants to get caught in a quagmire with the United States over Cuba or Venezuela because it's too far for them. And it's, you know what, they'll go bankrupt again like they did the first time when they tried to prop up Cuba. It didn't work when they were the USSR. It didn't work. So,
The USSR.
The United States is holding aid.
Okay, Tom. Let me respond to what you say before you move on here. In the case, you know, Russia may want to just say, you know, we're not interested in Cuba, but Venezuela, Russia has a lot of investments there in the oil infrastructure. And Venezuela and the Venezuelan oil company, they owe Russia a lot of money, and Russia's not going to walk away from that. Plus, Russia's probably thinking at this point that right now the United States is just going to go on picking off country after country after country until the United States and its allies are knocking on Russia's door. And so you know the old saying, they have better fight them over there than here at home.
I agree with you on that. Totally agree. But yeah, I will say, okay, Michael, any other call? But listen, one more thing, Michael. Remember who found that oil in Venezuela? It wasn't the Venezuelans. It wasn't the Russians. It was a bunch of boys from Texas who went down there and hit that mother load for Venezuela and let them know what they had underneath their soil and their property, their land, whatever. It was a bunch of good old boys from Texas and maybe some boys from Pennsylvania who found that oil. The Venezuelans didn't find it. The Russians didn't find it. The Chinese didn't find it. It was a bunch of good old boys from the United States of America who found that oil. Otherwise, they wouldn't. They didn't know what they had. So, you know, I'm gonna leave you with that thought because it was the Caucasians back in the 30s that found that oil in Venezuela. I kid ourselves.
Yeah, I understand the history of Venezuela's oil, and I also understand that Venezuela, had reason to kick the oil companies out for basically abusing the relationship. The fact of the matter is right now that oil belongs to Venezuela. Venezuelan oil company belongs to Venezuela. They have a strong financial entanglement with Russia, and I think that's going to bring Russia in. I don't want to see it, but I think that's where this is headed. Anyway, thank you very much for the
Sicko.
Phone call, Tom.
Sicko. Correct. Sicko. Right.
We're going to let you go, okay? And do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And let's see, let's talk about the economy. As you probably heard, they were celebrating 20,000 new jobs added last month, which, as an earlier caller pointed out, was way, way below what they'd been claiming before. And the excuse being given is that, well, you know, employers can't find workers. We're so close to total employment that there are just no people out there. Well, we know that's a joke here. The reality is that last month there were 76,835 jobs lost, mostly in retail, from all these retailers that are collapsing here. And over at shtfplan.com, they have an article with a video in which the Federal Reserve admits there's a massive number of Americans who are not working. Our economy is in a crisis, and you should not let the platitudes of the corporate media and the government convince you otherwise. Because if you're caught off guard, you'll be hurt a lot more. Okay, another article from Investment Watch blog. Precious metals analyst says gold's recent dip is only temporary. Well, we know that the metal prices are being manipulated, mostly silver and gold, and eventually it'll get to the others. And you can almost look at the price of gold on a chart, and it's a sawtooth. It'll go up and up and up and up and up and up, and then all of a sudden there's a push down. Then it'll go up and up and up and up and up and up, then there's another push down. And to me, that's clearly a sign that this is being manipulated. Now, there's a new term of craft that is making its way around the financial centers, and it's called modern monetary theory. And it's the idea that the government can print money to spark the economy. And if that sounds familiar, it should, because it's just another name for quantitative easing. So we're back to that whole situation. They're just going to inflate their way out of the problem. They're going to go on inflating until the value of a dollar is virtually zero. We're going to wind up in Zimbabwe territory where we're walking around with pieces of paper in our pocket that say $100 trillion on them. Or rather, $100 billion, although this one only says $10 billion. That's ultimately where we're headed. Another little article coming on out here from Activist Post talking about how many of the world's so-called leading banks keep getting caught up in these money laundering scandals to the tune of $2 trillion a year. Now, the most recent one was called the Troika Laundromat Affair. And it added another $8 billion to the trillions financial institutions wash every year. So the banks are hand in glove with the drug runners, the tax avoiders, the terrorists. And it proves this little t-shirt is absolutely right. Jesse James was correct. The real outlaws are the bankers. Okay, another article here talking about how Xi Jinping is getting ready to arrive in Italy for an official visit on March 22nd, and the top theme of discussion will be Italy's desire to join with the One Belt, One Road project. And of course, the U.S. is frothing over that. They can't compete. They've neglected the infrastructure. They're coming from a position behind. The United States may slap sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which is supposed to supply Russian gas to Germany via the Baltic Sea. This is coming from U.S. Energy Secretary Rick Perry. And, of course, this is straining relations between Washington, D.C. and Berlin, with Washington, D.C. saying, don't you dare buy oil and gas from Russia. You buy only from us and our friends. Don't you dare do business with them. It's becoming a consistent theme. Can't be competitive in business, be coercive. All right. Now then, getting into the immigration situation, there's this illegal alien. He's been deported twice from the United States, keeps coming on back in. Eliezer Marino Tetlactl, he's a 25-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, and he's pled guilty to illegally reentering the U.S. in the Western District of Louisiana this week. He's also accused of child sex crimes. So how's that open border thing working out for you? Okay. Getting on over to Great Britain, Parliament is having a raucous time dealing with Brexit, and this is going to be the week that decides what's really going to happen. So apparently the Remainers are still trying to find a way to head it off or delay it, and tensions are high. More about this when we come back from these commercials.
The The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about Brexit, and it's getting very, very intense. And apparently, Prime Minister Theresa May has agreed to a legally binding deal with the European Union around the Northern Ireland backstop in order to secure Brexit. We'll put that to a vote in the Parliament, which happened today. And talks are still ongoing. And it's very intense. And I imagine it's probably fun to watch as well, because as you understand, the Parliament, they don't have the same rules as the Congress. The Congress has a set of rules where, you know, people don't yell, they don't scream, they don't throw things. Parliament's a bit more of a circus here. But apparently, Parliament was looking at this plan, and if there is no agreement on the divorce plan with the EU, Parliament will be holding a vote on a no-deal Brexit tomorrow. If this option is also rejected, there'll be a vote on Thursday to extend the Article 50 period beyond the 29th of March, at which point I'm expecting the British people will be in the streets on Friday wearing their yellow vests. So apparently the vote was held. The British Parliament has again rejected Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal. And Corbyn says it's time for a general election. It's time for Theresa May to step down. She's made a total mess of things. Over in Germany, the most likely successor of Chancellor Angela Merkel, Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer, has rejected French President Macron's vision of a European Union, rejecting this idea of a more centralized European Union government, which, as it turns out, was the plan all along, to get all these nations of Europe into one union and then impose a central government over them all. So I think if, in fact, that this Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer does become the chancellor, we're going to see Germany's attitude toward the EU and open borders change dramatically. But all over Europe, populists and nationalists are sweeping the elections. And Brussels is in a panic. George Soros is crying, kicking his pets. It's all coming apart. All right, so let's talk about this college cheating scam. And I think the reason it's getting so much media sizzle is it involved a couple of Hollywood minor mid-level celebrities. I'd actually, to be honest, hadn't heard their names before. But actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin were among more than four dozen people charged in this nationwide college admissions cheating scandal that involved wealthy individuals paying up to $6.5 million to place their children into the elite universities like Yale, Georgetown, Stanford, University of Southern California, UCLA, and the University of Texas. Now, this was all run by this guy in California, William Rick Singer, who helped these parents get their children into the schools through bribes. And apparently this is the end of a year-long investigation. It is the largest admissions cheating scandal that has ever been uncovered. For some reason, Cher seems to want to get back in the news a lot these days, and she's getting more and more extreme to do that. She suggested in a recent social media post that women create laws over men's bodies, like banning the use of Viagra and the death penalty for men who use massage parlors. She says men must be circumcised and show papers or the penis. Now, Cher, as a friend, and we actually did meet once many, many years ago, no matter how late you are running in the morning, you must stop drying your hair in the microwave oven. It is really beginning to show. Now, if you want equality between men and women, you go for equality, but you don't get equality by trying to reverse the previous order and say, now it's our turn and we'll be abusive and we'll be whatever. Let's talk about Captain Marvel. The reviews are terrible. This one was a YouTube video saying Captain Marvel is the worst Marvel Comics Universe movie yet. And there's a lot of people who are just going on social media to vent their concern about it after it's come on out that Rotten Tomatoes was deleting negative reviews. And this other article that came on out, and again, it's a YouTube video, was showing how Rotten Tomatoes is loading up with fake positive reviews of Captain Marvel. And you know they are fake positive reviews because they're identical. And this guy just went down, scrolling down the positive reviews, showing same exact text in review after review after review under all these phony identities. So Rotten Tomatoes is absolutely unreliable to find out whether or not a movie is worth seeing. And I think what's going on is this movie is pushing so much of the anti-white, pro-feminist propaganda. They want everybody to see it, or at least not to lose their shirt on the production budget. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A plus. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Over in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo, a while back, issued a state ban on travel to North Carolina in protest of its controversial transgender bathroom policy. Now, this is the same guy who last January signed a policy allowing abortion right up to the moment of birth. But he basically issued this executive order banning travel to North Carolina in response to North Carolina passing a law mandating public restroom use corresponding to the user's birth sex. So we're so strike a blow for political correctness and liberalism. It's unfortunately had some side effects here because swimmers and divers from the State University of New York at Geneseo can't stay in Greensboro for the NCAA Division III championships later this month. They have to stay across the state line in Virginia, an hour away from the tournament site. Didn't really think this one all the way through, did ya? And anyway, a couple of stinky badge stories. Down in Florida, there is a police officer, actually he's a sergeant, Lionel Marines. And this guy was on the force for 12 years. He's now resigned because he was caught using the police department's confidential database to hunt for women to date. And apparently he used the database to contact at least 150 women to ask them out, until finally the parents of some of these women began to complain and say, what's going on? Because he'd show up in his uniform, say, you know, I need to talk to this lady. And it sort of came to a head where there was he met this lady in a parking lot, then followed her home in the police cruiser, and basically went up to the house to try and talk to her. And the family complained. Somebody did a little digging and discovered this guy had just been going through the database looking for potential dates. We don't know how many he actually got. Probably not all that many, or he wouldn't have had to go back 150 times. All righty. Over in Dayton, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, at the Columbus Police Department, 30-year veteran of the police department, 55-year-old Andrew Mitchell, has been arrested for kidnapping several women under the guise of making an arrest before forcing them to have sex with him in exchange for their release. Now, the guy has been placed on desk duty, and apparently this is tangled up in the Stormy Daniels case at the Columbus Strip Club. So, anyway, and this guy was actually on the vice unit. It's amazing here. All right, Ron Paul is out with a new article, new warning, talking about how the attacks on the Second Amendment are becoming bipartisan. We're used to the Democrats and liberals screaming, take the guns, take the guns, take the guns. It is a new phenomenon to all of a sudden see the GOP coming on board with these bans on certain accessories, certain firearms, and the national background check system, which is about to be expanded. And this new system will require almost everyone selling firearms, including private collectors who supplement their incomes by selling firearms at gun shows, to perform background checks on the potential buyers. Well, people who are likely to shoot up a shopping mall aren't going to do it with a collectible weapon. That's a little bit of silliness right there. But the bill has a section purporting to bar creation of a national firearms registry. Well, how are you going to have an expanded background check system without some form of keeping records of those buying and selling the guns? In other words, this expanded background check system creates a de facto national gun registry. And I know gun ownership is a complex issue. And I know that we want the bad people and the crazy people to not have access to guns. But I know that the reason that the Founding Fathers gave us that Second Amendment, acknowledging our natural right to be armed in our own defense, is what keeps us safe. We are allowed to protect our homes from criminals in an age where the average response time for a 911 call is around 20 minutes. And as Thomas Jefferson himself wrote, the purpose of the Second Amendment is so that the people, when confronted with tyrannical government, may hold it at bay. And we're certainly being confronted right now. Getting on over to the internet here, somebody just basically came on in and they found a critical backdoor in the Swiss online voting system. And apparently it would let somebody alter votes undetected. Boy, it sounds like a Diebold machine to me. So they had planned to roll out the system in real elections this year. That is now on hold. Another story that's coming on out from Tom's Guy. Austrian antivirus testing lab AV Comparative tested 250 antivirus apps in Google Play against 2,000 malware samples. They found that only 80 of the apps could stop even a minimal amount of malware. Less than 1 in 10 of the apps tested defended against all 2,000 malicious apps, while over two-thirds failed to reach a block rate of even 30%. Okay, there was one more down here. We were talking about this Yelp for conservatives, the MAGA Yelp. Well, apparently it's been discovered it wasn't correctly coded. It's leaking information as well. Good idea, poor implementation. Right now, there's a fight over who is going to control the global internet. Right now, it's under the control of the United States, and a lot of other countries are not happy about that. They're concerned the internet could be weaponized, the way the U.S. government has weaponized pretty much everything else. So the Russian State Duma has passed two bills designed to do two things: halt the spread of fake news and keep people from spreading information that disrespects the government. This has triggered protests across Russia. So last Sunday, they had a major, major protest over Russia's growing censorship. Because that's what they mean, disrespecting the government. You can't criticize the government. Now, Russia, unfortunately, does not have a Bill of Rights the way we do. Anyway, over at Facebook, and we knew this was coming. First, they came for the conservatives. Now they're coming for vaccines. Facebook is starting to completely ban pages, threads that they claim are spreading misinformation about vaccines. You will buy the medicine. You will stick it in your child's arm here. Pinterest has joined in. They're blocking tags about vaccine safety. Now, Facebook may have stepped over a line because they removed Senator Elizabeth Warren's ads calling for the breakup of social media giants, Amazon and Google, because they've bulldozed the competition and used private information for profit. But apparently it was a little too high profile, and those ads are in fact an official part of Elizabeth Warren's campaign. And so they have re-enabled the ads and wiped the egg off of their face here. Google has announced they will de-rank all articles from Russia today to make them harder to find. Well, it's not going to be that harder. Type in the subject that you're looking for and follow it with site, S-I-T-E colon, RT.com. And all that will come up will be articles from Russia Today. So for anybody who knows how to use Google, and by the way, that trick works with other search engines as well, but you can bypass this filtering and deranking. Again, speaking of Google, apparently, two top executives were accused of sexual misconduct, and they have been given severance packages totaling $135 million. And apparently, Amit Singhe was offered $45 million by Alphabet, which is Google's parent firm, after he was accused of groping a colleague at a boozy offsite event for the company. And details of the exit package were revealed as part of a shareholder lawsuit against the company, one that followed a published report of payouts Google made to executives accused of sexual misconduct. Now, you know, I absolutely loved the film, The Internship. But clearly, the real Google is nothing at all like what was portrayed in the film. Which is a shame. I mean, the movie made me want to work there. I mean, even though I know we're adversaries in the infosphere, but it just looked like this wonderful, cool place to work. All righty. Amazon is now censoring the vaccine debate. All books and films that question forced vaccination have been removed from sale. Big Pharma is worried about its profits, and who cares if people are getting sick? It's all about the money here. And yes, here we are, March 12th, and it's still snowing. Over in Denver, they're expecting 6 inches of snow on the city itself, 15 inches in the mountains. And there's another storm coming on in that will impact the United States with heavy snow and severe thunderstorms. So this is going to be moving up from northwest Mexico, southwest U.S. into the southern to central plains Wednesday and Thursday. And it's just going to be another mess. It's going to be another mess. Over in Great Britain, they're expecting heavy snow. Britain is plunging into another prolonged deep freeze. They're expecting the lows to hit minus 14 degrees centigrade. Now, there's this interesting little app that was intended to counter climate alarmism. It's called Inconvenient Facts, and all of a sudden, it's available only to Android users through the Google Play Store. Since March 4th, users of Apple's iPhone can no longer access the app through the App Store. So the censorship is spreading. Now they're coming after those who doubt the most holy revealed wisdom of St. Al of the Gore. And I'm expecting that in all probability, it will vanish from the Google Play Store as well. That's what's coming on down. All of these tech giants, they're being brought on in to the official view. And that's the only thing that will be tolerated. I remember when there was a politician who said, you know, the internet's like the Wild West and everybody's just out there saying anything that they want. We've got to bring them. Well, that's what's going on. It's a dictatorship. No freedom of speech. And we're supposed to have freedom of speech. That's what the First Amendment is for. But the defenders of all these tech giants are out there saying, well, these are private companies. They can choose who they want to do business with and who they don't want to do business with. And what's really ironic, these are the same people who scream bloody murder when a Christian baker refused to make a cake for a gay couple who wanted to get married. You can't have it both ways. If a private business has a right to decide who they're going to do business with, then leave the bakers alone. What I don't understand is why Trump is ignoring this. And I'm sure he's very happy over there on Twitter. They're not filtering him, at least not that we know. But he's turning his back on the independent media. And he seems to have forgotten, or maybe he never really comprehended, just what an important role the independent media played in getting him his current gig. And I don't know about anybody else in the independent media, but I'm not feeling motivated to go through that again in 2020 because it was a lot of work. Over at the AFL-CIO, they sent a letter to Democratic New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Democratic Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, who are the two lawmakers leading this Green New Deal push in Congress, and basically slammed the Green New Deal for combating climate change by threatening the livelihoods of millions of Americans. I mean, if you look at the Green New Deal, it sounds good. It's a great little soundbite. It is totally unworkable. And it is going to be an economic disaster. And you can't combat climate change because the climate changes all the time naturally. Right now, we're going into a cooling phase, the grand solar minimum. And by the way, as a side note, the month of February, there wasn't a single sunspot on the face of the sun. It's been quite a few years since that happened. Okay, Trump's 2020 NASA budget, unfortunately, was cut. It's going to cancel three NASA science missions: the Wide Field Infrared Survey Telescope, and two Earth science missions. And this wasn't the first time the Trump administration tried to axe the Wide Field Infrared Survey Telescope. And this is a $3.2 billion flagship class astrophysics mission that had already had to deal with budget cuts. So according to NASA's summary of the budget request, the Trump administration is proposing to terminate the WFIRST mission and instead focus on completing the much delayed and over budget James Webb Space Telescope, which I would like to see that happen. But unfortunately, the budget axe has fallen on NASA. And I certainly know what that feels like, because after Apollo was over and we beat those Soviets to the moon, the budget axe fell on NASA really, really hard. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. We're going to take one more phone call, and that's from Patrick in Northern California. Aloha, Patrick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you very much, Michael. Yeah. Hey, I read a report the other day about the clouded leopards from Taiwan, and the The study is called Molecular Evidence of Species Level Distinctions in Clouded Leopards. And I want to read you just a small paragraph from page 9 of that report. This is a government report, by the way, a U.S. Okay. government report. It says, we estimate the Bornean clouded leopards diverged from mainland populations during the, I'm not sure I'm going to pronounce this word right, but it's the Pleistocene period, about a million years ago, when yep. reoccurring episodes of global cooling and warming created opportunities for population isolations. So this is a report from the government, actually, and it's it. So a million years ago, they were talking about these global warming and cooling periods. So,
well, yeah. I mean, it's recorded in the geological and paleontological records that, yes, the Earth goes through these global and warming and cooling periods. We had the Roman warming period. We had the medieval warming period. We're going into another cooling period. And then, of course, we have the really big changes, which are the ice ages and the interglacials.
And this is actually a government report. So the government's not even following its own reports. They're sitting there trying to push this stuff on us. See? So I'll let you go, and I will talk to you. I'll talk to you sometime soon, and you let you cover it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Thanks an awful lot for that here. Okay. We're getting another piece of information about that Boeing 737 MAX crash that happened last weekend. Apparently, the earlier crash that happened last November, Boeing appeared to have actually identified the cause of the problem. And there is this sensor, it's called the angle of attack sensor, which basically tells the airplane what angle it's at relative to the airflow. And Boeing actually issued a directive to all operators of the 737 MAX airlines to use existing flight crew procedures in instances when the sensor is providing false readings. And apparently what Boeing was saying was that erroneous input from the angle of attack sensor would cause the airplane to nose down. But apparently, looking at this article, it doesn't look like anybody said, hey, let's replace those angle of attack sensors. But it looks like that would absolutely produce what was being reported by the pilots. They were trying to climb the aircraft, and the aircraft kept pushing over. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here. Share it with everybody that you know. Use private email, paper mail, talk to each other, bring back the art of the conversation. Forget about social media. They're just clamping down on anything which threatens the government or Israel or anybody's corporate profits. A complete waste of time there. So we'll be back tomorrow, and aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.